You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We do know at the time of diagnosis of sight loss that many people don't always get access to the right support services that they need at the time and afterwards. Well, now here on RNIB Connect Radio, we have news about a new RNIB sight loss support survey where you can help to address these issues by sharing your experiences of support services that you have received as a blind or partially sighted person. Joining me now is David Oldwinkle, RNIB's Director of Insight, and Hilary Ingleton, who is Head of Research and Insight, to tell me more about this very important survey and why it is so crucial for blind and partially sighted people to take part. Welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, Hilary and David.
Hi there, great to be with you.
Hiya Toby, nice to speak to you.
Firstly, Dave, why is the RNIB running this research into sight loss support services?
So Toby, it's part of RNIB's strategy to try and help as many blind and partially sighted people as possible develop the skills and techniques that we all, you know, need to develop in order to kind of make the most out of our lives. And in this, we're talking about things like, you know, simple skills like, you know, being able to manage at home, to be doing your daily kind of life tasks, but also getting around and getting out and about. Really importantly, things around, you know, technology and the adoption and use and maximizing the benefit of digital technology. And then really importantly, the kind of the emotional and psychological aspects of either losing your sight or kind of living with a deteriorating condition, living with sight loss through life changes and things that happen to all of us. And this research is trying to build up a much clearer picture for us for how the land lies in this space, and particularly kind of where more and maybe different services might be needed and different ways for people to get the help that they need. What are we going to use it for? I guess the importance of this work is to kind of help us in developing what we do, you know, make sure what we do is really valuable and that we might either evolve or develop new services and products that help people with things that maybe are kind of underserved at the moment, but also really importantly, obviously, to be campaigning for people to get the services they're entitled to, and also, again, to try and fill gaps and get services maybe provided by other organisations and bodies that could really help more blind and partially sighted people kind of get the most out of their lives.
Hilary, who can take part in the research and how will it all work?
Thanks, Toby. Yes, so we're looking to hear from anyone who's age 16 or over, who's got sight loss and that lives in the UK. So the survey, it should only take about 15 to 20 minutes to complete. And you can do that by taking part in our online survey. So the easiest way to find the survey is by going to rnib.org.uk/survey. If you need help as well, you can contact our helpline and their number is 0303 123 9999 and they can send you the details.
And David, how do you see the findings and outcome of the survey helping to provide better support services for people when they are diagnosed in the future and during those first, I suppose, weeks, months and years when they might need a lot more support?
Yeah, I think it's probably important, Toby, for everyone to understand and recognise. And I think people do recognise that this, you know, one survey won't solve the whole set of problems. And we, you know, we have quite a lot of information and evidence on these subjects that are helping us kind of build our approach to what we think needs to happen, what we need to do, and what we need to kind of lobby for other people to do throughout that period from diagnosis through kind of the rest of your life, because sight loss isn't static and doesn't stay, you know, once you solve one problem, it doesn't mean that there's never any problems again. So this survey builds on our current knowledge and builds us into a bit more of the future. But what we think that it will do, what we hope it will do, is help us evaluate what we do a lot better. And from that, obviously, improve what we do and the services we provide, and hopefully provide more relevant and better services for more people. And then hopefully it will help us to campaign with, say, local authorities on improving coverage of rehab, but also perhaps the content of rehab and the way that that might work in sort of more alignment with some of the other services. And we look for this in the longer term to be helping us working with other partners across the sight loss sector and giving us the foundation to try and make more out of what everybody provides. So, as I say, it's something that isn't a kind of a one shot and then we know the answer and we'll carry on. It's something where we're building on our sort of historical knowledge and also our views of how things might change in the future. And it will have an impact of improving what we do, informing our campaigning and helping other organisations improve what they do. And then hopefully in a sort of a wider setting, improve all of the services that blind and partially sighted people get. And, you know, ultimately that's the way that we hope that more blind and partially sighted people get what they need.
Finally, Hilary, do remind me of the best way for people to find out more about the RNIB Sight Loss Support Survey and fill it in, as I believe there is a deadline in June for completing the survey.
That's right, Toby, yes. So the closing date will be 22nd of June. So do please take part before then. I'd really just want to say that, you know, we want to hear from as many people as possible about their experiences. So I'd really encourage everyone to take part. And just a reminder of that website address for the survey, which is rnib.org.uk/survey, or else you can contact our helpline. And doing so, you know, you really will be ensuring that you're helping to help us make sure that the right support is available at the right time for everybody that needs it. Thank you.
And obviously the helpline number is 0303 123 9999. Well, thank you so much indeed, Hilary and David, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about this very important RNIB Sight Loss Support Survey, which I think we should all take a few minutes to fill into.
Thank you, Toby. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, great to talk to you, Toby. Thanks, everybody.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.